Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, everything I have, everything I am, everything I have. Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Stay tuned and hear this testimony, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Can we say thank you, Jesus? We thank God for what he's doing and what he's already done. Amen. We know that God is trying to tell us something. Amen. We need to take heed. Thank you. right now. You out there in radio land, maybe God's trying to tell you something right now. Don't know what you're going through, but God is trying to tell you something right now. Don't know what projects that you have, but God is trying to tell you something right now. Don't know what you're going through, but I know God is able. He's trying to tell you something right now. We're getting ready to pray and go to the throne of grace because God is right here. Oh, glory to God. Hey, we're getting ready to go to the throne of grace because those of you out there in radio land, we want you to hear this anointed woman of God that speaks with anointed power and authority. But we're going to pray the prayer. Your situations. Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're doing right now. Look on the radio audience. Look on here. Look on us here right now. Come on in and move by your spirit. You know where we stand with you. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, we need you to move by your spirit. Sit on the anointing, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sit on deliverance today. In the name of Jesus, somebody's in bondage, but I know you to be a deliverer. Oh, Jesus, send the spirit on with faith and faith. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Somebody needs to be saved. But oh God, you're in control. You know how to save in the chapel. You know how to save in the radio land. Yes, Lord. In our families, you know how to save. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Before it's too late, come on in. Change hearts. Change minds. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Break down stubborn wheels. Oh, God. Every excuse. Take it away, Lord. Because you're on your way back. Yes, Lord. Before it's too late, Lord. We need you to move by your spirit. Look on the messenger today. And she opened up her mouth to her, Lord. Speak to her, Lord. Sit on the word, Lord. Feed your people, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're here, Lord. We need a word from you, Lord. We need strength to go forward. Feed your people, Lord. Use your instrument. Use your servant, Lord, to do your will in the name of Jesus. Hey, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you. Hey. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now because your spirit is in this place. Your spirit is in this woman of God. Lord, hey. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Let your will be done in the name of your son, Jesus the Christ. Thank God. Amen and amen. Can we receive the Tampa Mother Evangelist, Marva Porter, by saying amen? Amen. 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 All right. Go ahead and keep going. Come in your own way.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come before you this hour, humble as we know how. You said all things give thanks. We want to thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you what you already did. Thank you what you're doing right now. Thank you what you're going to do. Lord, these is your people's and your word, Lord. And I know you're not going to let yourself be ashamed. So, Lord, we're asking you to speak, dear Lord. Speak. When it's out of my mouth, Lord, you speak through me in the name of Jesus. Give your peoples what you would want them to have, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus of Nazareth. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. We're going to have the first lady of this church, we're going to have her to do the scripture, read the scripture for me, and we're going to move on in the word. And go as the Lord would have me to go, and let it be led by the Spirit. Let the Lord let me speak with power, authority, and anointing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Genesis 16:9. The angel angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand.
My God.
2 Samuel 22 and 45. The foreigners submit to me as soon as they hear. They obey me. Hebrews 13 and 17. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your soul.
Right.
And those who must give account, let them do so with joy and not with grief, for it's profitable for you.
Amen. Now, my topic is surrender. Now, surrender. Now, when Abraham, when Sarah got upset with the bondmaid, she was going to leave. But God told her to go back and be submissive to Sarah. And you know what? He wants us to totally surrender. He wants people to totally surrender, not surrender. He wants you to be totally submissive. You can't be up on the fence. You can't be straddling the fence. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve. You're going to either love one and hate one, love the other. Hallelujah. So you can't serve God and Baal. And you know what? And then Abraham, well, God told him, when he told, God told Abraham to take his only begotten son, Abraham did not. But didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
He obeyed God. He surrendered all to God.
Yeah.
See, Abraham surrendered to God. Abraham, God told Abraham, he just died. Now, he didn't know where he was going. He didn't know what he was going to do, but he was obeying God. Did nobody believe that? Well, Abraham told him, God told him to leave. His father, did nobody believe it. But you know what? Abraham was obedient. He surrendered to God. See, you got to have a totally surrender life to God to walk with God. So you know what? People want a half step. They go to church on Sundays. They shout. They may like to all say, sanctified, holy, and good Christian, but just meet him in the street on Monday. All through the week. But they're Sunday Christian. But let me tell you something. You got to be totally familiar. The key to success in God, hey, my God, it's living right. You got to live this life. You got to walk this walk. You got to talk this talk. When God, the same going on with the church today is people just not delivered. They say they say, but they not delivered. We don't have no more shut-ins. When we used to have 5 o'clock caring service. I remember I got saved, we had all that stuff. Now, there's a great fall in the way of the church. People don't love God like they used to love him. The saying said, oh, Zion, what's the matter now? You don't talk like you used to talk. You don't sing like you used to sing. You don't pray like you used to pray. Oh, Zion, what's the matter now? People is falling by the wayside and growth. You know what the word said? You're going to have a great fall in the way of the church. And it's here now in this time and day. Because people don't love God no like they used to love it. Or it used to be you couldn't wait to get to Sunday school. You love Bible study. Now nobody wants to go to Sunday school. Nobody wants to buy. You know what? You need that Sunday school. You need that Bible study. That's where you can talk and you can get understanding and get in God's word and get to love God and know God as your personal relationship and personal Savior. You just can't live any kind of way and say you going back with God when he comes. I went to a homecoming today. Then nobody ever said nothing about the lady. She was supposed to fight and spoke for her.
Yeah.
A true Christian. Not a hand. She was a virtuous woman.
Right.
Hallelujah. And I thank God that I got to know her and that me and her was addicted to one another. She was a very, very beautiful woman. And I just thank God for being a part in her life. You know, we got to totally surrender. It's surrender what's going to get us in there. Go. We just can't do what we want pain is all right, but when you get through, where you going from there? Yes, you got to go all the way. It ain't going everywhere. You got to be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to go walk this walk and take this journey with Jesus. Oh, I tell you, it's all about Jesus. It ain't about nobody else. It's by God's Son that he stepped out through 42 generations. But there's so much going on, and the devil got so much. You can find it. Oh,